Our first scripture lesson comes from the Gospel of Luke, the 22nd chapter, beginning in verse 39. Jesus went out, as usual, to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, "Pray that you will not fall into temptation." And he withdrew about a stone's throw away beyond them and knelt down and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him, and being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. And when he rose from prayer and went back to the disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. "Why are you sleeping?" he asked them. "Get up and pray so that you will not come or fall into a time of temptation. And then from John's Gospel, the 19th chapter, beginning at verse 16b, actually, I'm going to read in verse 28. "And later, knowing that all was now completed, and so that the scripture might be fulfilled, Jesus said, 'I am thirsty.' A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked it on a sponge and put the sponge on the stalk of a hyssop plant and lifted it up to Jesus' lips. And when he had received the drink, Jesus said, 'It is finished.' And with that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit." Let us pray. Dear God, we ask that something unexpected happens as we worship you this morning, something that we didn't imagine or not printed in our bulletin, as your Holy Spirit moves in our hearts. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus celebrated the Passover with his disciples on what we now call Holy Week. And you'll remember, it is a familiar story to us that Jesus, when he was gathered with his disciples, he took bread, and when he broke it, he gave it to them and said, "This is my body that is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then later, he took a cup, and he said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. It represents my blood. Divide it among yourselves and drink. For I will not drink of the fruit of the vine again until I drink it with you in the kingdom of God." Passover was an incredibly important celebration in the life of the Israelites. It was there to celebrate and remember who they are. And perhaps more importantly, whose they are. Who do they belong to? It was important that they do this, remembering their history. After the meal, Jesus and his disciples went out to the garden to pray, as was his custom. And he told them to pray that they not fall into temptation. And he went off a bit ways further to pray. During the Passover meal, there were four cups that were shared. One cup was a cup of sanctification and celebrated God's deliverance of the people. The other cup was a cup of solidarity. Because in their remembrance of God's saving acts when they were enslaved in Egypt, they remembered what it was like to be oppressed and be victims of social injustice. And so that cup reminded them of it. And the second cup was a cup of solidarity. It was a solidarity cup in remembrance of all those people that are oppressed, how they were in Egypt, and people that they could see that were oppressed around them. And that cup of solidarity was lifted in dedication to working for the freedom of oppressed people everywhere. You see, inward faith always finds outward expression. The next cup was a cup of salvation or redemption. It was one that celebrated the mighty acts of God that he had done for the people over the years. And it was the first cup that was drunk after the meal was over. The fourth cup was a cup of restoration. And that was the cup that Jesus said, I'm not going to drink of this cup until I drink it with you in the kingdom of God. And then he went out and prayed, Father, because there was one more cup to face. And he went out and he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he prayed, God, please take this cup away from me. But not my will, but yours. And then according to Luke, an angel came and ministered unto him and strengthened him. And he went back and prayed even more earnestly, Father, please, can this cup pass from me? He prayed so earnestly that drops of sweat were like drops of blood. But not my will, but yours. And then he returned to where the disciples were, and he found them asleep. And he said, wake up and pray that you do not come into the time of temptation. You see, the fourth cup was the cup of God's wrath. And that was the cup that he prayed might pass by him. When we look at the Old Testament, we can find some clues as to what incurs the wrath of God. God's wrath is incurred when other gods are worshipped. In Israel's day, it was foreign gods or idols. For God was angry when the people of God worshipped something in substitute of him. He was also angry at social injustice. God was the defender, is the defender of the powerless and those that are oppressed. And he charged the people of Israel when they were going into the promised land, make sure that you pay special attention to the widow and the orphan and the stranger in your land. God has a special place in his heart for those that are oppressed. And so for worshiping other gods and not looking after the powerless, these are in the cup that Jesus was to drink. Another thing that was to not to remember the Sabbath and to keep it holy. You see, God labored for 6 days to create the whole universe, and the seventh day he rested, and he said, we are to remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. That's a difficult thing to do, isn't it? To set aside for us the Sunday, the whole day. For a number of people have to work on Sunday, and they can't take time off. For others, it's their only day off during the week. And there's so much to catch up on. But you see, when God gave that commandment to remember the Sabbath and keep it holy, he was sending the people into the promised land, where the people in that land had to work day and night almost 7 days a week to put food on the table, to put shelter over their heads. It was work, work, work. Every man, woman, child, servant, working. And the only people that could afford to give up an entire day of work were those that trusted in God to provide for them. That everything didn't rest on their shoulders to provide. We need to find ways to honor the Sabbath. We need to find ways to rest in the presence of God. We need to find ways to praise and worship God. If we reject that, and we don't bear witness to our statement of faith that we believe that God can provide, not everything is on our shoulders, if we reject that idea, that's in the cup. And then there are the Ten Commandments. We are to honor our parents. Admittedly, that's difficult for some people, for a variety of reasons, but we're called upon to respect the parents even if we don't have a parent-child relationship. We're not to kill, either literally or with words or thoughts. We're not to lie or steal or kill. We're not to covet that which our neighbor has. We're not supposed to degrade marriage. Those things are in the cup. My guess is that you're a lot like I am. When I look back over my life, maybe when you look back over your lives, there are plenty of things that are in this cup as well. There are times when I have thought something that wasn't very nice. And there were times when I didn't think to do something that would be helpful. There are times when I have said something that was cruel and meanful and maybe prideful, something that hurt somebody to their very inner being, something that robbed them of their dream. And then there were the times that I didn't think to say something. I didn't think to offer a word of comfort to someone. I didn't offer a word of encouragement. I didn't say a word of appreciation. And then there were times that I did things, sometimes without thinking, sometimes intentionally, that were mean and spirited. And then there were the times when I didn't say something, when I didn't tell somebody that I understood, that I knew that they were having a difficult time. I didn't say those things. And that's in the cup too. And then there are the idols. You know, an idol is something that promises something it can't deliver, or promises more than it can deliver. And there are times I've bought into that and bought into some things that promised that they could do more than they could deliver, like education or job or family or anything else. Yeah, there was some joy in those things. There were some happiness, but it didn't deliver all the promises. And my guess is you've experienced that too. So worshiping other gods, not keeping the Sabbath, not keeping all the commandments, thinking, not thinking, doing, not doing, saying, not saying. All those things are in the cup that Jesus had to drink. The scriptures tell us that he was thirsty. They raised up some vinegar to him. He received it. And then he said, "It's finished." And he bowed his head and died. He had consumed all the cup of the wrath of God. He had drunk every last drop. Nothing remained. It was gone. That's the good news. That's the great news. That to as many as he received, he gave them the power to become the children of God. The anger is gone. The cup is empty. There's nothing standing between you and me and the open arms of Jesus. Now, we might think there is. We might think that there's something standing between us and the open arms of Jesus. And that's why we haven't given ourselves over to him in faith. But it's not there. The cup is empty. Now, some of us may have given ourselves to Christ last week, last month, last year, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, but there's something in our life that's keeping us from giving it more completely. We think that's going to keep us from God, but the cup is empty. There's nothing in our past, in our present, in our future that has any power to separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ. The anger is gone. The cup is empty. Nothing's left in it. There's only one thing that remains: God's love. The Lord be with you. We lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
Let us pray. Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God, we thank you for commanding light out of darkness, for dividing the waters into the sea and the dry land, for creating the whole world and calling it good. We thank you for making us in your image to live with each other in love, for the breath of life, for the gift of speech, and freedom to choose your way. You've told us your purpose in the commandments to Moses and called us to do justice in the cry of the prophets. And through generations, long generations, you have been fair and kind to all your children. Great and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Your ways are just and true, and with men of faith and women of faith from all times and places, we lift our hearts in joyful praise, for you alone are holy. Holy, 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 God of power and majesty, heaven and earth are full of your glory, O God Most High. We thank you, Holy Father, for your Son Jesus, who has lived us with us, sharing joy and sorrow. He told your story. He healed the sick and was a friend of sinners. And obeying you, he took up his cross and murdered by the people he loved. We praise you that he is not dead but is risen to rule the world and that he is still the friend of sinners. And we trust him to overcome every power to hurt or divide us so that when you bring in your promised kingdom, we will celebrate victory with him. Great God, give your Holy Spirit in the breaking of bread, so that we may be drawn together and joined to Christ the Lord. Receive new life and remain his glad and faithful people until we feast with him in glory. On the night of Jesus' arrest, he took bread from the table. And when he had blessed it, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Take and eat." And then he took a cup from the table. This represents the blood of the new covenant. Drink all of it in remembrance of me. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Invite the servers to come forward. Let us all pray. Almighty God, we thank you for this meal that is shared in the presence of your Holy Spirit, helping us to remember your great love that never runs out on us. We ask and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.